The study followed 1,500 first responders who have a variety of different September 11th related illnesses, including respiratory issues and cancer. Stony Brook World Trade Center Health and Wellness Director Dr. Benjamin Luft tells me he discovered they were more likely to have long COVID.
We're doing a study now here at Stony Brook to see what is the reason for that.
And 2 years later, some are still having long COVID-related symptoms like foggy brain. Those in the study tested positive for COVID in 2020. He says likely now someone with a September 11th-related illness who tests positive for COVID, because of vaccines and other factors, they would likely not have long COVID symptoms. On Long Island, Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.